The Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And Coach Steve Carson, my neighbor, joins me. How's everything in the old neighborhood across the street there?
Well, we live on the other side of the tracks from your neighborhood, but everything's going well.
Good, good. We live, equivalent of about two blocks from each other, and he's a good neighbor. I run into you at the store every once in a while, you know, this kind of thing. Talk a little football. Steve Carson. Excuse me, I got choked up on that, Steve.
Well, you know, I tend to choke people up from time to time.
48-7 winners over Middle Tennessee Christian School. You know, a little known fact, I guess, because really, it's not really that big a deal because there's teams that you don't have good luck with. But first win over Middle Tennessee Christian in your regime or your tenure at Eagleville, and I don't know that you probably. Didn't really make a. I don't. I'm sure the type of person you are, you didn't even think about that. But congratulations on that. But also your eighth win. So I know you're tickled to be in the situation you're in right at this current moment.
Well, we're just happy to get our eighth win and just happen to be against Middle Tennessee Christian. I didn't care who it was against or whatever. You know, and we played some really good games with the Christian school since I've been here. Got beat by six our first year, got beat by three or four second year. Last year they beat us 14-0 last game of the year. But it was nice to obviously get our eighth win last night in convincing fashion.
You know, it's not many games this year, even though you're 8-0, most of your games have been fairly close in terms of, you know, grind them out. The defense plays well, that kind of thing.
Well, they've all been that way, and it's really been that way for the last two seasons. Every game has been, either we've got to make a stop at the end of the game, or we've got to score at the end of the game, or we've got to pick up, two first downs to seal the game. And, that makes it great for business at the gate. It makes it great for the fans and all that sort of stuff. But it kind of wears on players and coaches sometimes. And, So it was obviously, first of all, we just wanted to get the win last night, and we're happy about that. But we were, again, nice to win, going away and let some guys, we got a lot of kids that have been working hard since May, and have barely been on the field, and we got a chance to reward them last night and let a lot of kids play.
That big second quarter, 34 points scored, and the paper, I think, said today plus 21 in the turnover department. That's almost unbelievable. I mean, that is huge. Margin.
It's something that I've never obviously experienced as a coach and don't even know if I've really heard of it or not. And, we would be plus 22 if we hadn't have one of our little running backs last night who did a great job last night coming in. It was his first varsity experience in his life. I imagine that he was probably pretty nervous, and we lost a fumble there. That's not to any sort of blame on him whatsoever, because he's a good player and he's a good kid. And it was his first Friday night experience. I'm sure he was like I was on my first Friday night experience, nervous as he could be.
A lot of people don't think of that stat being, I don't know that they put as much stock in it as coaches do, but, when you're plus 21, you're going to win some games. Bottom line, they're just going to be field position, all those kind of things. It just changes the course of the entire game.
Well, it means that it means that your defense is doing a great job creating turnovers, but it also means that your offense is doing, a heck of a job of securing the ball. And, you hear coaches say stuff like this all the time. If you play great defense and don't turn over the ball, you got a chance to win, and that's kind of where we're falling right now. We've been smart with the football. We've secured it. And then our defense has been very opportunistic in creating turnovers, and when the ball's laying on the ground, we got 11 guys running to it. So that's that's something that's to me, I don't want to jinx us by any stretch going into next week or anything like that, but that's a pretty incredible stat for us that certainly leads to why we're 8-0 right now.
34 points, as we said, in the second quarter. It started off really well. Andrew Jernigan with an interception and found pay dirt wide open. And I know as a coach, you gotta sit there and you gotta go, wow, that's a good start. And it makes everything start to flow, doesn't it, in a game happens.
I told someone on the when that happened, I said, boy, we needed that to happen. And it was nice that I didn't have to call the first play until we were already up 7-0. Andrew's been solid for us all year. He does a lot of things for us, and he could do a lot more things if we'd let him. He's a true warrior, and I was happy for him to be able to make that play.
Your defense played well again, and we talked about the turnovers, but your offense has started to pick it up a little bit as well. And I don't know if you could really tell it by last night, because I know you got some really good field position and that kind of thing, but you've got to still put points on the board regardless of the field position.
Well, it's the last couple of weeks, the offense played better. Last night we didn't really play that well on offense. They shut our run game down up front early on, and that gave us some problems. If you go back, the previous weeks against Copper Basin and against Forest, we came out the gate really strong and was able to put some points on the board early, but then we kind of falter off a little bit there in the second, third quarter. We've got to find out, we got to find a way to get out of the gate strong and keep putting the hammer down, and not let people, get within a touchdown or something before halftime, like we've done the last couple of weeks.
Big play, pass play from Nathan Jernigan to Ryan G, and 62 yards. That's not your ammo. That's not really what you do, but it was good to see that last night. And, that's something that you're the kind of ground out kind of team is the way I envision you and see you. When you now look, if it's a question of one game at a time, if any team has ever followed that philosophy, I think the Eagles have done that probably as well as anybody.
Well, that's what we have to do. You mentioned earlier that we're not a big play, fast scoring type team. We're a team that's going to hopefully continue to protect the football and run the football, but we've got to make plays through there and make them when they're there. And Nathan and our receivers and our line protection and everybody has done a nice job the last couple of weeks of us being able to throw the ball around a little bit and have some success. I think Nathan was probably 2 for 2, only threw 2 passes last night. He was 2 for 2 for probably 75 yards, and he made a nice throw, but Ryan made a really, really good catch, jumped up and was able to stay in bounds and take it, to the end zone. And I was proud for Ryan, too. Ryan is a kid that comes out and works his tail off every day, and he's a good boy, and he works hard. And I was tickled for him to be able to experience, such a big play during the senior season.
I think at this point, as Coach Carson, Steve Carson of Eagleville, joins us here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner, I think it's important. Now you fight trying to keep them grounded, and that hasn't seemed to be a problem for this bunch.
Well, that's not how these kids are, and they understand that we're not, we're not 8-0 because of, and I tell them this, we're not 8-0 because, I've drawn up some great schemes for us to do on offense, and we're 8-0 because we come to work every day to get better, and we understand that things you've heard me say every week on here that what we've got to try to do is out hit people, out hustle people, out effort people, and they understand that. And if we continue to do that, you know, then it gives us an opportunity to get our ninth win.
You go to Huntland next week, and that is an interesting trip to Huntland. We've made that trip before, and it's a nice facility, but it's a little bit of a drive, but that's, you're no strangers to drive or going a long way.
You go through a nice stretch of land there. Through Franklin County, and place that's near and dear to my heart, but you know, Coach Robertson and his staff do a great job down there. Huntland's got a lot of tradition. They got a lot of pride in that school. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough to squeak out two wins against them the last 2 years. And I don't expect anything to be any different this year. You know, we're going to go down there and play a tough, hard-nosed football team that they got a back that's already got 1,000 yards. And he's also got, you know, 600-700 yards receiving. Quarterback's thrown for, thank you, Buford, almost 300 last night, so he's sitting. He's pushing the 2,000 yard mark in passing for the year. So we have our hands full. It'll be, you know, it's not going to be an easy victory. We're not going to just show up and win. I mean, we'll have to go in there and play hard and play well.
When you, I guess now you've got two games left, and you know you're in the playoffs, and it's kind of a, I just thought it was just a great to let those young kids last night get to play. And you mentioned about they work hard during the year, and it must have been a lot of fun in that second half, really, in terms of getting to see some kids play.
It was, and you know what I was more proud of the most, and I told them this after the game, is that that, you know, we didn't, you know, at halftime, we told our starters, you're not playing anymore. But we expect you to sit over there with your helmet on and encourage these guys and stay focused and attentive to what's going on. And they did that. They did a great job with that. But what I was just really pleased about with our young guys in the game is that, you know, they went in and competed. You know, they didn't go in there and just take it as, all right, I'm in the game and I'm not going to worry about it. They went in and competed. And, you know, held their starters to one score.
And so it's a good foundation for the future too.
Well, you know, you hope so. And you know, that's, you know, it's no different when, you know, I told them what I tell our team before we start a game is to go out and play with great effort, and they did that, and it showed. You know, we made them, you know, we made them punt two or three times, and stopped them on a big fourth down inside the, you know, the 20, and you know, that's all you can ask for those guys, to go in there and compete, and then they did that.
Well, Coach, good luck at Huntland next week, and trying to go for that number nine, and continued success as the Eagles keep on their winning ways, hopefully next week as well.
Well, I hope so, too, and, you know, I just hope to have a good week of practice. I don't see why we wouldn't, and go down and compete next week.
All right, don't get lost going to Huntland. I know you won't. You directed us that way one time, and they were perfect. The directions were perfect. We didn't even have to Google it or anything, man. GPS or nothing.
Exactly how to get there. It's a nice place.
There you go. Coach Steve Carson, the Eagleville Eagles, and we will return with more on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner as Stan Stevens is due in from the Laverne Wolverines and or Brian Barrett. It could be Brian Barrett and me. You never know. As we continue here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Come down. They still got breakfast serving. There's plenty of food down here. Stay with us.